Welcome to the mind of Lance Skirv, the most creatively profound man in cyberspace.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Lance Skirv. I'm back. I had a very productive, not sentimental, but a day where everything just went so smooth. When you have days like that, it shows that you are in alignment with the universe. Things are happening around us all the time, good and bad, but when you're in line, you kind of get a free ride on the good. And it's not free because you earned it. You kind of earned it. Let me just tell you. I was wrestling with going out and making a few runs today. I said, should I do it now, which it was around 12 noon, or should I go tomorrow at the crack of dawn and have more time to get things done? And at the last minute, after I got myself together, to decide if I was going to go either all the way down into the city or just in the town, something said, go all the way. So when I walked out to the road, waiting on the van, the three vans that passed by immediately were all full. So I was on the phone speaking to someone, and of course I had my camera equipment with me, the miniature versions. I was just checking to see if I had everything, and I did. Well, this vehicle passed by me, and I noticed, because you know, I'm facing toward the traffic that's coming, it's a narrow little road, country road. And all of a sudden, I hear engine reversing. And so I looked at this white Mercedes-Benz, and it just pulled up on me, and it honked the horn. And so I looked in. The window went down. You know, I didn't put my whole body in front of the door. Still got the New York in me, right? So I looked in, and he said, come on, I got you. And he rolled all the windows down to show me that there's nothing going on in there. So I had a little bit of cargo in my hand. So I put it into the back seat, and then I hopped in. I said, man, I really appreciate this. And this happens a lot out here. It's not the same way when, you know, no, you better not get in the car with strangers, which if I was a woman, I would not do it. Things do happen out here, right? But we sat down, and I noticed he was playing Sade. I said, wow, you're playing some good music in here. That's back from my day. So he says, how old are you? And he gave me such a low number. It was very much a compliment. He knocked 20 years off of my life, which I'm not hung up on that because I enjoy the fact that I'm proud of the numbers that I am. And I've gotten a chance to reach. So anyway, make a long story short, you know, we started speaking about that. He heard my New York accent. We started speaking on that level. And the conversation just continued. Found out that he's a businessman. He has, you know, certain endeavors that he's doing. And then we started speaking about African people. We started speaking about black people in America. And then we got down to the nitty gritty. And you know my biggest regret? Because he would have done it. To record that conversation. Oh man. What a conversation that was. For the whole ride down into Accra, he was going to where I was going. He dropped me off right in front of where I was going. Talk about synchronization with the universe. And what if I didn't step out on the road and decide to go? I could have went earlier. I took my time. I set this show up. Peaceful Pulley, welcome on in, my brother. I see you. Thank you for being here. And you know, sometimes when you reject or refuse to do something that you feel to do, because I really technically should have waited till tomorrow morning and got up like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, because now I'm waking up 4 o'clock in the morning most mornings anyway, you know. So we had a heck of a conversation, and we just went deep. And I told him, I said, man, I really wish that I could have recorded that. He said, listen, you're going to get your chance because we have to stay connected. I got about 3 or 4 other brothers who are deep into podcasting. I want to start a podcast. I said, really? With this type of energy, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not saying it the European way, but it was a godsend. for that brother to even, he said, I don't know. He says, I don't usually do this, man, but I just felt to, you know, to pick you up. And it wasn't no funny business. You know what I mean? But when he said pick up, that blew my mind. As well as some other things today being so synchronized and how much ground I covered. And I got back home. And I can adjust the time on the show, but I like to be, you know, I figured everything just right. So for that, it was really nice. Sweet D, my beautiful sister, welcome on in. It's always a pleasure. There was a time you were missing a lot of lives, and it seems like we're catching up here, right? It's just a matter of synchronization. It's wonderful. And I have to give another big shout out to, and I know he doesn't mind me mentioning his name, Brother Michael Ramsey. Michael Ramsey is a gentleman, a phenomenal individual, who is so deep. From back in the day, when I was doing bodybuilding, in the late 70s, 80s, early 80s, 81, 82, 82 is when you see that picture of me. He was a photographer, professional photographer. And he had varied interests, and he would come around to the competitions that were in the New York City area, and he took lots of pictures of all of us. Unfortunately, a lot of those negatives got destroyed, but he was there. And he gave me and three other gentlemen that I know a really phenomenal salute. I mean, a really phenomenal, just a testimony, because he watched us come up from kids. You know, I mean, I was 19, 18, 17, but really and truly. And then to see us now, like he said, Gene LaGuerre, Ruben Dennis, Tyrone North, those are the names of the other brothers, that we all are still in contact today. And for him to have overseen that and watched our development early on physically and then over, you know, eventually, you know, mentally and spiritually. And he goes to the blog and all the videos and he's seeing what I'm about. And we just finished having a short conversation, the first conversation that we had ever in all those years, even though we've been in contact on social media, briefly here and there liking stuff or whatever. So I'm looking forward to another conversation with him within the next 24 hours. And I do want him eventually to come on when he's comfortable with it. Okay? So it's the funny part. He can tell you all about me from back then. And it's not about me, but it's just about the truths that we've all learned. And it's a reminder. It really is a reminder of the people that can reflect on us and the people that matter in our life. You have a lot of naysayers out there. They don't count. They don't matter. They don't know the real core of you. Here's a person who knew me from way back then and sees the trajectory, and we still get along, and the conversation is even deeper. So, yeah, life is mysterious. You know, sometimes things can feel a little hard, but then there's things and days that pass that let you know that, you know what, everything's all right and everything is going to be all right. Now, today, I don't want to take up too much on my ramble. I got to start having ramble shows. Well, there's like about 15, 20 things I want to touch on. That's not, each one is not show worthy. And I have all of this on landscurve.com. And what I'm going to do, I'll put that link up a little later so you can go and read everything that's there. But if not, you know to go to landscurve.com. It's the same particular, show. I have everything there that you can read. And I put down a lot of notes, so I'm not going to read all of them because I don't want to run too close to Brother Neil's show. I still have some things and pictures that I have to download for that presentation and some things I want to set up. But it's going to be an everyday thing here, and we're going to touch on these deep, you know, topics with surgical precision. And we're going to speak about life. We're going to have fun still, but I want to tackle these things because a lot of folks are into the foolishness, and sometimes I look at the homepage of YouTube, what they suggest to you, and I'm like, come on, you trying to really bring me down, suggesting this stuff to me? Give me something deeper, you know? Even when I try to look at the deeper things, they still push it, because they're supposed to suggest things to you from what you already have seen, but they're bringing me low vibrational stuff, and I'm like, okay, I already see what it is. You can't really compromise me that way, but that's what they do. So imagine if you don't have your guard up. Imagine when you're not conscious of what they're doing and you fall for the okie doke, you fall for the trap of what they're trying to reduce your mind into. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. Green Villains 864. Love that name. I see some names out here, and it's just, I like that, Green Villain. Wow. That's a name you can't forget, right? But in speaking about the secret thoughts of insecure black men, a lot of men are insecure. I understand that. It's not just black men. Let me just say that. But I wanted to go in on us, because that's what it's all about. And so many times I have people, well, you know, like whatever topic I'm talking about, it's all racist, it's all this, it's all that. It's all of us suffering. But when we are suffering, the all doesn't necessarily come to aid us. So if we have to brainstorm in our huddle here with the different things that are unique to us as well as the things that can pretty much be for anybody, we have to address it, because when we're in trouble, we quickly understand that we don't have too many friends out here. I'm not saying everybody of any other race has never showed concern, because I'm going to get a laundry list of whatever, but that's not my focus. It's triage, y'all, right where things are the most important. We see so many regurgitated topics all the time, and, you know, they don't go in on it. And even today, I'm going to speak about this, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I would have covered everything. I got to come back again with it from a different angle. A boxer doesn't have one punch. Well, all he has is a left hook. It'll be easy to beat him. Avoid the left hook, you know, and do what you do to him. But when you want to be successful in anything and cover anything, you better be ready to cover it from a 360-degree way around. And you're not going to do that in one session. So if there's anything that I missed, for those who are listening afterward, don't come down too hard on me. It takes time, and we'll get through it. And it may be a different title. You know, I had a few different titles that I wanted to make or to title this as, and I didn't want to make it give the wrong impression, just like this may give the wrong impression, right? So the one thing I also want to say is that when we as black men feel insecurities, lots of times it's because we weren't prepared. So it's not like I'm saying we're insecure. I'm not saying all black men are insecure. Many are insecure who shouldn't be insecure. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is that when you look back on what you've had to go through to survive, especially in America, you better pat yourself on the back and applaud yourself and give yourself a standing ovation. Because for us to go through the things that we go through and the unique things, the unique unto us, and this is not to ignore our sisters, this title, because we'll speak about our sisters too in another show. But any show that I do is not to come down on anybody. It's just as a remedial thing. Because I could have said that the title could have been something really like that. It would have got a lot of attention, but guess what? Why? So let me just read off a few of the notes that I have. Mr. Scorpio, what is that, 9 million? It's a blur to my eyes to see. Yeah, is it 90 million or 9 million? The zero, sorry, you know. Sorry, it got my eyes twisted around, right? Yes, and Mr. Scorpio says, a scorpion says, exactly, we got to heal and fill our cup before pouring it into other cups. Exactly. And this is why I find that many of us, our tanks, our cups, are not full, but there's so much of a demand on us to fill up everybody else's cup. And also, I'm going to say this, even though I'm speaking a little about the men, our sisters, oh man, they got so much. They have to be the mother. They have to be the teacher. I'm not going to say that, like, oh, they got to be the father too, because, you know, you can't be a father. But I understand you fill the gaps of what you need to do to raise that child. You might have parents that are alive, and you got to be the daughter, you have to be the friend, you have to be, and everybody's tugging on you. So salute to our sisters who have so much that they have to pour out, and we all have to pour out something. And of course, yes, we do have our knucklehead brothers out here who are not trying to do the right thing, and we do have our misled sisters who are not trying to do the right thing. I'm not talking about them. Hopefully they'll come away from being lost with our help and influence, But we got to address it. But again, triage, we have to help the ones that we can help that are salvageable. Because some don't want it. Some are against healing. I've learned that. I've absorbed that, and I've come to that realization recently. We can't save everybody. Because we have to actually save ourselves. But if we have somebody who wants to help us save ourselves, so be it. But some, you offer, they don't want it. They'll act like they want it, but they don't want it. Right? And that's the way it is. I always get this person who is trying to, let me see something. Yeah, always trying to sell some stuff, but I always block them. And I, later when I'm, it's crazy. Like, and really nobody is on Facebook anyway as much, so nobody sees them. They're way everywhere else, but I won't tell them. Long paragraphs of, like, you know, they just come in and spam you. It's amazing. And they don't get anywhere with anybody on this channel because nobody here sees them. It's really crazy. Michael Ferguson, welcome on in. Peace to you, too. Insecurities in men can manifest in various aspects of their lives, often affecting their relationships, from physical appearance to financial stabilities. These insecurities can create challenges in building and maintaining a healthy partnership. We're going to delve into some common insecurities men may experience in relationships and explore strategies to address them. Job security and financial security. Men often associate their self-worth with their career success and financial stability. Insecurities about job security or financial struggles can lead to stress and feelings of inadequacy. Supporting your partner through career transitions or financial challenges and emphasizing the value of his non-material contributions to the relationship can help alleviate these insecurities. Encouraging open communication about financial goals and concerns can also foster a sense of partnership and mutual support. Therefore, it shouldn't just be about dollars and cents. You see what I mean? Discuss financial goals and concerns openly and without judgment. Share responsibility in financial decisions and problem solving. Emphasize the value of non-monetary contributions and emotional support in the friendship. But then again, you know, you got to be careful. Because you can get into a relationship where basically, this is not all of our sisters now. And with our sisters, there should be a concern about the financial, okay? But with some women, not all, some, I make it clear, it's just all about the money. You're attractive if you have this six-figure income or high income that's just below or whatever. And the other attributes. And a lot of men, when they have these things going on, that woman makes it seem as though she wants him for him. And in actuality, in this particular case, it may not be that way. And he's setting himself up for a fall if he doesn't continue to maintain that lifestyle that he had her accustomed to. You know, that's a hurtful thing. I've been in that situation before, and it wasn't always a money thing, but it was where I wasn't making that kind of money, but it was a thing where what I had at the time was very appetizing to this individual, and I thought it was something real, and we went all the way with it to find out it was just what I could do for her. And I was in a conversation last night, to be real and to be honest. And they're still creating damage in lives of people that are around them now because they didn't get to squeeze all the juice out of my fruit. And this is 2024. Not that they're thinking about me, but the parting. When I realized it wasn't about me and I had to cut that tie. Thinking back, I wished I would have cut it a lot earlier. So you have to be careful. And this goes for both men and women. What is the saying that I saw on Twitter? A man who chooses a wife decides his destiny. And we can flip it. A woman who chooses a husband decides her destiny. So remember, when we have these shows on a specific focusing on one sex, it could flip. In certain things, it can't flip, right? Here's another one. Emotional intimacy. Some men may struggle to express and connect emotionally with their partners due to societal expectations of stoicism, insecurities about emotional intimacy can lead to difficulties in communication and vulnerability. Creating a safe and non-judgmental space for emotional expression and actively listening and validating his feelings can help cultivate emotional intimacy in the relationship. Encouraging therapy or counseling to explore and address underlying emotional barriers can also be beneficial, right? So you see, it's in a remedial way. And I have some notes down here that like, these are just insecurities, boom, boom, boom. I might get to those, might not, but they're there on LanceGerv.com. Cheating. Fear of infidelity can stem from past experiences or insecurities about one's attractiveness or worthiness. Building trust through consistent communication, transparency, and mutual respect is essential in addressing insecurities related to cheating. Reassure your partner of your commitment and loyalty, and address any concerns or suspicions with empathy and understanding. Setting clear boundaries and expectations around fidelity can also help alleviate insecurities and foster a sense of security in the relationship. See, we don't know what feelings men harbor from the past, because men hurt from being cheated on too. Men cheat, women cheat, right? But it's the state of mind and how you took it at the time and the depth of that relationship and so many other factors that we don't know. So when we talk to people that we're interested in or we are already with, they may not always come out with everything with what they feel about the fear of being cheated on again. And like they say, you know, your worthiness, your sense of attractiveness, you could be the most attractive man within a 500-mile radius, but if you walk around feeling low because this woman cheated on you, and you're wondering why. And it's not just about attractiveness. You know, you want to know why. Especially with women, when they go through this, it could be the most beautiful woman in the world, but if she's been cheated on, she starts to look within. And, you know, that's natural. We shouldn't stay there too long because it's not our fault. It's not because we're not worthy. It's just because the person cheated. They may have their own demons in their head. When a man gets cheated on, it's a blow. It's a blow to the woman in many ways, right? And it's a blow to the man in ways that may not overlap with what the woman sees. You see what I mean? And just like it said, they may fear getting intimate. We're not even talking about just sex. Opening up. Because you know what that's like? If you hear about it and find out, but if you walk in on it, that's a whole other thing. And please, in the future, anybody who's listening to this, if you walk in on it, yes, you're going to get emotional, but please hold your head. Please hold your head. Because if you take out somebody from their life, You might get away with it because of the circumstances. But with these court systems and laws, you might not. And there is so much more life out there. So many more potential mates that are more worthy that would not do that to you, that are into you. It would not do that. Now, there's a gazillion reasons for these kind of things to happen. But communication would take care of it. Even if you say, hey, we're not compatible. You're not really into me. We don't need to patch this thing up and make it a lie and play pretend. You got to be brutally honest in this world. Because what you don't want to do is to cause somebody to be scarred so deep, even yourself, you know, that it carries with you for the rest of your life. Mommy Wada, how are you? April, welcome on in. And yes, I've been having a hectic, well, not hectic, it was smooth, but I do have to return a lot of phone calls that I didn't. I would just put that out in general. You know, but I got a lot done today, right? Difficulty with intimacy. Intimacy encompasses emotional, physical, and sexual connection. And insecurities in any of these areas can impact the overall relationship. Encouraging open communication about desires, fears, and boundaries can help address insecurities related to intimacy. Take the time to understand your partner's needs and preferences and prioritize creating a safe and comfortable environment for intimacy to flourish. Seeking professional guidance or therapy together can also be beneficial in navigating intimacy issues. Yes, yes, yes. These are very touchy things that, first of all, like the title of that particular section said, difficulty with intimacy. You know, sometimes we may have been raised in a situation in our families where nobody came out with their feelings and expressed their feelings. Maybe it was a very non-affectionate household. And if you don't have affection in your household growing up, that can follow you for the rest of your life. And it can follow you into other areas that when you get sexual with a partner, that lack of affection is a big gap. It's a big chasm. Now, how are you going to get intimate on one level and express yourself that way? And you can't do the basics. So these things need to be discussed. And whatever fears you have, you need to bring them out. If you feel you can trust this person, because if you can't address them, they'll never go away. You have to be able to address these things that bother you. And fear is a very harsh word, I understand. But it's real. Some people care to dismiss it. I don't fear anything. Okay, all right. Pick a different word because that's what it is. We're human. We're human. Yes, we fear things. Don't let it cripple you. Just to say you fear something doesn't mean you're a wimp. Doesn't mean you're weak. You know, the other night, I told you how I left one of the doors open and a bat flew inside. Well, guess what? It happened to me yesterday again. I was in the middle floor downstairs by the table at my laptop and I just knew I saw something. Quick. Them things are quick. And it was going back and forth, quick, quick, quick. I said, no, this cannot be a bat in the house again. And I'm like, it was. Talk about ducking. That thing looked like it was about 4 feet across. It wasn't, but it was so fast and so, and I was fearful. Those things carry rabies. They're dirty. They're rats with wings. So I opened up the back door to the balcony. I opened up to the front door. I have two front doors, one on one side, and I ducked down low. And I saw it fly out. At least I thought I did. And so I went up to the top floor. And there it was flying back and forth in the hallway. And I have a tennis racket for that. I smacked it, knocked it down, and I can't tell you what else I did with it, but I tossed it out of the window. But to face your fears, a bat? I know a guy who did almost 10 years in lockdown. right? He's afraid of dogs, chihuahuas, and he will run. He's been in shootouts. He's been in fights. He's been, you know, nice guy. I know him from birth. And that's strange, right? He's a nice guy, but he's done all that. I understand the whole story. But dogs, he's afraid of them. He'll climb a tall fence to get away from them, right? So we all have fears and insecurities and things, and we'll probably have them to the day we transition. It's a constant thing, but to just state to the way, I have no fears. Okay, all right. We already know that you're emotionally constipated if you are thinking this way. Gaslighting. Gaslighting involves manipulating someone into questioning their own reality, which can undermine their confidence and sense of self-worth. Recognizing signs of gaslighting, such as invalidation of feelings or denial of past events, is crucial in addressing insecurities related to manipulation. Establishing and enforcing boundaries against gaslighting behavior and seeking support from trusted friends or professionals can help protect against further psychological harm. Now, see, it doesn't mean in that relationship you're being gaslit. You can come out of a relationship where you were gaslighted, and now you don't know how much of it was true or just manipulation, or maybe a little bit true, and they amplified it up, and they have you doubting yourself. Have you questioning reality? I mean, certain things could have happened in your life with this person, and they slightly tweak it to the point where they make it seem like it's a whole different incident. Or you may have had a past dispute, and it got very intense, and they turn around and make it seem like you're the bad guy and get other people to join in on it. It's crazy what people do to people. The bottom line is that with our fears and insecurities, we don't know the person, and we will get to know them that we're interested in, but we have to make sure they're constant in their unpacking of their inner workings. They're not going to do it overnight. It takes time. But so many people are walking around afraid and walking around, I'm never going to get in a relationship again. I'm through with these people. It doesn't mean you have to be all out there looking for something. And it doesn't mean that you have to jump into something right away. That would be foolish. You need time to heal. It's just like if you go to an IHOP, International House of Pancakes, or any one of those Waffle House or any one of these places where it's a 24-hour kind of breakfast place, but they serve all the food. I know in the UK they have places like that, too. They have to. It's a category, right? But when you're about to be seated, the waitress has to clean the table of the people that were there eating before because there are crumbs on the table. There are plates that have been used. There are cups and glasses and utensils that have been used. You can't sit down and use what's there. You can't sit down and you won't sit down. The table's dirt, not dirty, but food and sticky stuff that fell, they have to clean it off. It's the same thing with us coming out of a relationship. There's residue left over. There's toxic things that the person has done to us. If it didn't work out, we have to get it clear and away from us because we will expect that in the new relationship, and the new relationship has nothing to do with the residue of the old stuff. You see what I mean? Because it's a constant attack on our senses, not even from the mate that we have, right? Hopefully you're working along smooth, you communicate, you work things out, and you're getting better. But the world itself, by itself, forget it. There's so much stimuli coming at us to throw us off, to leave us reduced, like a smartphone that has a 7% charge in it, and you got to go outside. It's like, wait a second, this is not enough for me to go through the day. A lot of us are not ready for it because of the insecurities. And some men have insecurities, and we're going to go back to the men now, that they need to work on themselves for several years. I can't say maybe it's 4 months for this one. Maybe it's a year and 7 months for that one. Maybe it's 8 years for the next person. I can't tell you how severe the things are that were done. And sometimes we absorb our own stuff. Our filters are busted to keep things out. And we allow ourselves to be insecure or to be made insecure. And it's foolish. Let me see what time it is. We have a little time. I just wanted to, I don't want to run up on Brother Neil Frazier's show because that is a very, very important thing. Fear of rejection. Many men fear rejection, which can stem from past experiences or societal pressures. This fear can lead to avoidance of vulnerability and reluctance to express emotions. Yeah, fear of rejection. And then when you sense this in a man, sisters, don't just call it out. Oh, I guess you have the fear of rejection, because he'll still deny it. Be very careful. You know, when you get that kitten from the shelter that was where the kitten was about to be put to sleep, and you saved it, and you bring it home, it gets its shots, and you clean it up, and no ticks or nothing, and it's in the house. You put out the milk and the food, and they run under the couch. You're like, wait a second, I have a loving home here. Why would he run? It takes time to acclimate. You don't know what that cat's been through. The cat could have been thrown around from wall to wall, burned, chased, molested. You don't know. So let the cat come out on its own time. Just try to understand that there's an issue here. And you know, when you wake up in the morning, you don't see the cat at all, right? But the food's gone. It wakes you to sleep. And eventually it comes out, and you see it, and it rubs across your ankle, and it's purring, and it lets you pet it. And now it's in your lap, and you're hugging it up while you watch the TV, and the cat just loves you. It takes time. The same thing with us as men. We might have the bodies of men. We can command our jobs and be that authority figure and be so proficient in the execution of our duties on the job and even bring wisdom home and all this stuff and still have these little things on the inside. Lots of times I've found when somebody projects such a perfect image, there are gaps on the inside. Now, not to knock anybody who does well in what they do. I say, oh, there's something flawed in you. I don't know. You might be 98.5% there. So we can't knock anybody who portrays that. But just understand and leave a little leeway where it may be some issue there, right? It may be. And when they're afraid to open up, it could be the fear of rejection. Maybe they went through something so bad. I was in a situation, I walked in on something and saw it going in and saw it. Oh, my God. I made up my mind. This is not going to determine my future. Not going to determine. It was done on purpose, too. It was done on purpose to hurt me, right? And I turned around and I said, listen, it looks like you're having a good time in there. I'm going to go to the store. You want anything from the store? Oh, that was a psych. That blew their mind. You mean you weren't mad? You saw what's happening? I'm crazy like that. I've told that story before. I'm not ashamed to tell that story. I'm all man. You know what I mean? But that was a control and power thing. I don't want to be involved anymore. So now you're going to do this? Okay. You ain't going to get me to go kill nobody and be locked up. Oh, no. Have fun. I'm going to the store. May the Creator rest her soul. She passed on, and the days that she lived, it wasn't too nice. That's another story I'll discuss maybe on a conference call privately, right? Oh, let me see. There's a bunch of these things here I have not touched on. Okay, let's pick this one. Social insecurities. Men may feel insecure in social situations, whether due to shyness, social anxiety, or feelings of inadequacy compared to others. Well, let's just say you're in the medical field, and you may not be a doctor, but you may be pretty close to one. They have different categories in the medical field, and you're very comfortable with medical jargon and, you know, that type of, you know, atmosphere and everything. And there's a Christmas party, and they want you to come, and you bring your man, and he's kind of taken aback by, you know, these people who are so knowledgeable and stuff. And he's kind of tired. He kind of feels overwhelmed. And later on, he kind of admits that I felt out of place and all this and all that. You know, now me, I'm cut from a different cloth. I know, and I'm not saying the word stupid to put anybody down. I'm just saying this for effect. And I suggest that you take this terminology in your own private life if you feel that out of place feeling because of all these high-minded professionals or you may not do the thing they do. I say to myself, everybody's a little stupid in something. Everybody's a little stupid in something. You think Tiger Woods can go into the boxing ring with Mike Tyson? You know what I mean? You think Saucy Santana or Lil Nas X, if Malcolm X was alive, could sit down and have a conversation with him? Two different leagues. Everybody is deficient in something. I'm not saying that to put anybody down who has things going on. But don't think that these people, even the ones who throw off on you, right? The ones who throw off on you, they may be insecure even though they may have a position that the world looks at as high. This happens a lot. And we equate confidence with the accomplishment. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that. I get a lot of shade thrown at me. I'm, like I said, I worked in corrections and prisons and jails, drove the bus, had odd jobs and whatever. There's no reason for a person who makes a double six-figure income to want to keep coming to crush me, but it's because of their insecurities and them not wanting you to shine. And it's hard when you come out of a relationship where you've been bruised in some form or fashion. But do not let anybody else come in and do it, because they'll sense that energy and they will ride it for their own value, what they want from it. If you're browbeaten as a man, you'll attract women. If you accept this way of thinking, if you don't go into healing yourself and really looking what's going on with you on the inside, you'll find that next person that'll fit in just the same way as that other person who treated you bad. It's the same thing with the sisters. Come on now, let's just be real. We have some sisters who have been in some very abusive relationships, and there's reasons for that. There's a lot of reasons for that, and there's a lot of common reasons for that. Maybe she grew up in a household where that was the norm for her. It doesn't mean that everybody who did, they just accept it, because I know some sisters that are like, I saw my mama go through this with different men or my daddy, and it ain't happening, and it didn't happen. But a lot of times with our sisters, it does happen. That's what feels normal to them. That energy of being abused. I'm not saying they want to go out there, I'm going to find somebody to smack me around. No. No. But a lot of these women, sometimes they meet the nice guys who would treat them, and it doesn't do it for them. And they find themselves time and time again into abusive relationships to whatever degree it is. It may not be a beat down physically. It may be a beat down mentally. It might be where he keeps putting you down and him wanting, I'm making this up now, for the sisters, him wanting to work all the time and take care of everything is really not because he's a nice guy. It's because he wants to control you and keep you home. You see what I mean? So with people and relationships and how they find somebody to fit their narrative so perfect, even when we don't know what we're doing, it happens a lot of times in the subconscious mind, and we don't realize why we end up in these jacked up relationships that will leave us insecure. You should learn something positive from each relationship that you're in, or be able to take away from it something of a positive. But we oftentimes find ourselves beat down even more and starting out with less. I'm not even just talking about material goods. I'm talking about less esteem, less confidence, less of everything. And the reality is many people around us in our circle who are in our corner can see the good. Girl, you need to let him go. He was holding you back. Now you got your whole life ahead of you. You're free and clear, and you're still sulking because you thought there was something in this guy that was abusing you. And the same goes for the brothers. You see what I mean? Because you've given so much. There's no such thing being selfish when you have to and need to top your cup off. You're not going to get any credit for dealing with a member of the opposite sex, and I'm speaking about both now. By being so nice, here you are at 22%, and the other person wants 20%, and you give it to them, and all you have is 2% left. Oh, how noble. No, oh, how stupid. Now, when they've proven themselves to you, beyond the shadow of a doubt that they're there for you and they're ride or die for you, you give it all down to the last drop. But that person got some proving to do. But too many of us give it up too easy to people who have not proven themselves in our lives. There are people that I haven't seen in many years, physically, But I know their character. I know who they are at the core. They have complete trust for me. They can come into my home, know the security codes, the security everything, know where the stash is, know where some cards are, know the PIN code of a debit or they're on my credit, whatever, symbolically. I have friends like that back in America, right? That's a beautiful thing. You see, hey, I need you to come house sit for me. I know you off. Come for like a 6 weeks, whatever. I'm going to be going. And you know, you can drive the car. You can eat the food. You can do this. This is where this is. This is where that is. How many people do you have in your life like that? That will not leave you beat up where you can't trust. Or you're going to get some good ones now that's going to make you, you know what I mean? Give you those insecurities. You know? Uh-oh. Here's another one. A little juicy here. Sexual insecurities, performance anxiety, body image concerns, or past experiences can contribute to sexual insecurities in men, affecting intimacy and self-esteem. A lot of pressure on the guys. Foster an open and non-judgmental environment to discuss sexual concerns. Explore new ways to enhance intimacy and pleasure together. Seek professional guidance if sexual insecurities persist and impact the relationship. Now, we have these kind of things written down. I may want to go to the juicier parts now. Okay, I left a lot of this stuff out. It was redundant, a lot of the things. But to me, like I said, I'm going to pick one or two more. And because like there's a lot of pressure on women. There's a lot of pressure on men. Come on, y'all. Y'all go on Instagram and you see the amount of plastic surgery done. What does that really stem from? Where does it come from? The insecurity of feeling as though you're less because the plastic world, the digital world has taken over. The digital existence, everything is perfect. Everything is Photoshopped. Nobody has pimples. Nobody has a double chin. Nobody has a cracked tooth. Nobody has morning breath. Everybody's butt is perfect. Everybody's physique is perfect. Man. And if you know what I know, you know that it's not like that. Especially for the brothers who push themselves. You know how many men out here on steroids? Anabolic steroids, recreational, in a recreational way. Oh, I got to get ready to be at my friend's wedding in July. I'm going to start a couple cycles before that. You know how many guys I know who take steroids and who have taken steroids and almost lost their life just because of the cosmetic? And now you can show it off to millions of people on social media. And then that reinforces it now because you get all of these likes and thousands of followers. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to be greater. I'm going to be better. For what? So people can click like and click follow? People who don't give a damn about you? And you haven't fixed the insecurities in the first place either. Whether you've taken drugs or not, I know a lot of dudes in the gym way back, and they're some of the most insecure men you ever want to see. Because it's just about the physical. And the more you're well-rounded, the better off you are. Am I in the shape that I used to be in 42 years ago in them pictures that you saw? No. I don't even think I want to work that hard to even look like that. And then looking like that, what is it going to do for you? If you truly love yourself and get into yourself and put yourself in a position where people can see the value in you, not just the money thing, not just the thing for looks, gift of gab, whatever, sexual prowess. So many of us fall victim for one slice, one aspect of a person without investigating the rest of it. And so later on when that one gear runs down and we start to see the deficiencies in other parts of this person's being, now we want to rant and rave and be disappointed. But no, you didn't investigate. You didn't look. You didn't see. See? That's what it is. I see some comments up here. Robin England, welcome on in. Sweet D said, I take my own cutlery. And Mr. Scorpio said, it's always real life Street Fight in Waffle House. Oh, you're right about that. When I lived in Orlando, it was always something going on. When I drove the bus late, of course, you know, Waffle House is 24/7. But I bring the bus in and pass a couple of them on the way back in. Always on a Friday, Saturday night, there were cops. Something going on. And you heard about in the news, some shootout, some woman in there with a man, and the man was married, and the wife came in, but the wife came with another man, and all of them were fighting. What goes on in the dark will surely come to the light. That's a saying that I've learned over time. That's true. So don't do nothing in the dark that you don't want to have come to the light. Because I know when I was younger, I did a lot of dirt in the dark, and I didn't want it to come to the light, and a lot of it didn't come to the light, and I ain't pushing it. That's why you got to walk the straight and narrow. That way you don't have to look over your shoulders. You see? Unbelievable. Cultural and racial insecurities. Black men in particular may face unique challenges related to cultural and racial identity, including stereotypes, discrimination, and societal pressures, which can affect their self-esteem and relationships. Of course. Stereotypes. Here you are, intelligent, well-read. You get another job. Time for a break. You don't really go into the break room, but it's raining outside. You already brought your food, so like I'm not going out there. Let me just go sit in this break room and eat this sandwich. And you see a bunch of white guys over there. They've been acting cool with you and everything. But now it's more impromptu because it's the break room. Hey, my man. Hey, Blood, what's going on? What? Who? Blood? Where'd you get that from? Got that from some old blaxploitation movie. And they, whatever they think you are or what you're interested in, here they come with it. Went to a restaurant one time. There's hardly any people there. It was real early. Why'd they cut the rap station on? I mean, I don't want to hear any rap. The music that was on was okay. You know what I mean? Or you're in school in class, in an all-white school or all-white classroom, where you're on a job where it's mostly white people. How come they expect you, as the only black man there, to be having googly eyes with that black woman who also works there that you get along well with? Hey, Lance, man, you like Brenda over there? Yeah, she's a nice person. What do you mean? There's nothing wrong with her. Well, you know, I mean, you know, she's a sister, and you know, I thought you might want to step to her. Like, okay, I'm supposed to run down every black woman that's in everywhere? That's the impression that you have of me from slavery days, that I'm going to want to bed down everybody so you can have more slave or enslaved people? That's why in today's society, there's no consequence at first. I say at first, because when you make that child, don't pay that child support, they're coming for you. But other than that, you can spray your seed freely, often with consequences other than an unwanted pregnancy. And we don't understand that, how important our sperm is. Forget about all the insecurity stuff, because there's so much put on us. We got to perform for hours, if you know what I mean. Then we want to take the blue pills as backup. But we know without the blue pill, we couldn't do what we did the night before. Then you're in the bathroom urinal, and you're already insecure with what you got, and you kind of do the side eye and see what the next man's working with, which is something strange to me. And now you get insulted more because he's got 5 inches more than you. But is it all about inches? Well, you say, well, it's not, but it would be nice if I had a little more. Why are you fretting? Yes, we know sex is important in a relationship, but if she's into you, she's into you for whatever you know, come on. Are you going to be a mad, dashing playboy at 95? You'll be glad to be able to hold your balance up and walk down the flight of steps. Or even drive a vehicle. Life. A lot of these insecurities. In our formative years, if we were reassured, it would be better. But a lot of us may not have been. So you've got to take on the daunting task of reassuring yourself, bigging up yourself, and get away from the people who low-key kind of throw shade on you. There was a comment in my one of my YouTube videos recently, and they were throwing shade at the fact that I moved out to Africa. The way they said it, you know, that may not be everybody's dream. That's your dream. Live your life. Nobody's, and I'm like, when did I say you had to move to Africa? The whole planet's Africa. Move wherever it is that you need to move to. If you need to move, maybe you don't need to move. I'm not saying to do so. It did a lot for me. That's all I'm saying. And because I'm happy, I wish happiness on everyone wherever they find their sense of balance in the world. Because I had a lot of memories. I'm not running away from it, but I needed a change of venue. And this is a wonderful place for me. So much is coming out that don't need to be there from between my ears. Emotionally, spiritually, it's working for me. I'm a lot different now. Not different, I'm the same guy. But there's more to me than just what I have always been. And this has helped me. Do what it is that you need to do to heal. Do what it is that you need to do to heal yourself. If it doesn't bring healing, it doesn't bring an ascended spirit, chances are it's a waste of time. In this lifetime, we have no time to waste. We have no time to waste. Nidavell, Shakur, yes. Yes, Uncle Skurve here. And let me see here. I see a lot. I'm kind of far. Robin England, while I appreciate your constructive criticism, I'm mature enough to know when I'm being attacked or being taught. That being said, we remember how people made you feel, even when we don't understand. Exactly. It's how it makes you feel. And you can sense that even at a young age when somebody has said something low-key to throw shade at you. When this is done enough, you already know what it is when it begins. When it's done enough, as soon as you lock eyes with that person who's going to come at you that way, you already know it. Because you've downloaded their energy and you can see it long before it's coming. And this is how I've got people up off of me, because I've spotted it right away. And I had my fist cocked. I don't mean my fist like I'm going to punch them, but just my spiritual fist where I was ready for them. I Bruce Lee'd them. They couldn't believe that even before they threw the blow, I was out of the way. I even counted it and just blocked it. Look at them dead in the eye, just as relaxed. Whoosh, whoosh, jaw. I Bruce Lee'd them. And you develop that after a while. So with insecurities, it sounds bad. Like, I don't know insecure. Nobody wants to admit that. I mean, things we need to heal up from and things we need to work with and work on. That's all that means. Our assignment to bring us to a place of being better for ourselves than we were the day before. Incrementally, sometimes larger, sometimes smaller. Right? As long as you move forward, that's the main thing. That's the main thing. And in our own time, because we all have a different set of obstacles and challenges. I choose to say challenges. I've said this before many times. I don't say problems. I'll say it if I'm reading something or if the person's on that level. But like I said, the word problems is so heavy a word, make you just want to sit down on the curb, put your head down, and just I got problems. But we're all superstars here. We understand we're made from the best. We understand we're strong. We understand we're human, and we feel weak sometimes, but we're made to endure. Because like I said, if you're listening to this all this time, and this is not some sensationalistic Hollywood did this decadence, then you got some depth to you. And I thank you all for sharing it with me here too, right? But you know that you're able to surmount the challenges because you are a champion. And when you are a champion, people want you to not know that. They come after you harder when you are a champion, when you are built for this. And you need not to apologize for the fact that you are a champion in life. You've come through so much, come through some embarrassing situations, come through some situations where people wrote you off and made it seem like you could never get through. And sometimes we'll pick up some insecurity sometime where we say to ourselves, oh man, can I make it? Can I make it? Look how far you came. Of course you can make it. And there will be similar challenges that you say, oh, I can do this. I've been through this before. And there'll be new challenges where you say, oh my God, I've never been through this before. You see what I mean? So that's really what it's all about. To know where you stand with yourself, to work on yourself and sharpen your righteous sword in the midnight hour, and be around people who are in your corner. And if they show themselves not to be in your corner, don't take any time. Slash them, steamroll them. I'm not saying hurt them, but get rid of them and get rid of that energy and let them hold on to that doggy bag of venom that they have for you. Let them keep it. Let them feast on it. It belongs to them, right? So, you know, I didn't go in as much as I thought I was going to go, you know, about penis envy and all this other, you know, we know, you know, the body thing, you know, I was done wrong in the past and I'm bringing this baggage into this and I got to work on this before I bring this back. And, you know, there's a lot of things we got to work on. A lot. And those of us who are not on a high vibrational level, we only see the superficial. Man, you see that girl, she beautiful, man. I want to get with her. Why? I'm not knocking beautiful young ladies. I think our sisters are all beautiful in their own way. But you know how men could be. Knocked down, drag out. They just want to be with this person because this was banging and this was booming. And, you know, man, and 6 months later, you in torture. Doesn't mean that a beautiful woman is going to make you that way. All I'm saying is that we get duped into things without investigating. We take it on surface value, and guess what? When it doesn't work out lots of times, it ends up being something that kind of hurts us, that kind of causes some kind of insecurity. Honestly, you ain't going to shame me. You're not going to. I refuse. I don't care what you dig up from my past. With little Polaroids, with little photos you saw me doing things that I don't care. Oh, look at the picture. Maybe I could do it better than that now. Ha, ha, ha. So what? I got a past. I got a crazy past. But look where I am now. And people will do this to you. Remember, girl? Yeah, you holy ruler now, but yeah, you are dropping it like it's hot, but 15 years ago in the strip club, yeah, and I was dropping it like a hot, yeah, did it really good now, and you were there paying the money, okay, and I don't do that no more, so what's your point? You see what I mean? Don't anybody shame you about anything. Those were lessons learned. Do you feel bad about a mathematic question that you got wrong in second grade, and now you graduated college? That was a misjudgment back then on a lower level. Why are people digging these things up to put you in your place? See, these are the people that you know long term too, that you think are friends, but they're there to keep you in a certain place. They love you insecure. They love you hurting. They'll be nice to you then. Be that wounded animal who can't walk, or that bird who has a broken wing and can't fly. Because you're at your lowest at that point. And they'll throw it back in your face when you get on your feet. So don't allow people to put insecurities on you. They will do it. They'll keep reminding you of things too. They will remind you of things. Little things that may not be perfect in the flesh. So what? So what if one titty hangs down lower than the other ones? So what if you wish you had 2 more inches on your penis? So what? Does that give you wisdom if you did? There are a lot of wise, intelligent, loving men who have long penises. So what? Mine works. I can pee and I can procreate. So what do I worry about the next guy for? But that's what this whole time is for, especially social media fanning the flames. You have to be perfect in every way. No, I don't. No, I don't. I do what I want to do when I want to do it with a free mind, as long as it's not hurting anybody and it's a righteous endeavor. But no way am I going to feel bad or imperfect. It's the imperfections that make us unique anyway. I love my little razor bumps. They're not as bad as they used to be, though. They're not as bad. They're almost gone, too. But even when I had them, I never photoshopped that out. No. Let me know if I got some stuff in the corner of my eye. I can take a tissue and wipe it out, and I don't have me taking photos like that or some crumbs or something on the side of my lip. But other than that, And I think that's what has preserved me too, because I'm not freaking out thinking about this and thinking about that. I was on the phone with my daughter last night. We were doing a video call. And I said, oh, no, baby. I feel old. I was joking with her, right? I said, I didn't shave today, and you can see the gray beard coming. And she gave me a comment. She's like, Daddy, you look so young. You know what I mean? Don't freak out over that. She's like, you're still my twin. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Ah, Mr. Scorpion, right? Not the lopsided breasts, right? Wow. Charnell Hampton, yes, I'm going to show you on the screen because you're on Facebook and the YouTube people can't see you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. This has been very informative. Thank you, Charnell, and that's a beautiful picture of you. And if I'm not connected to you on Facebook, I'll connect myself with you when the show is over. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, there's so many, you know, social media connections I got to keep up with. And I don't want anybody to feel bad if, you know, I'm not connected. It's not like I don't want to be, you know. So I make sure to cover my bases. Let me tell you something. There's a lot to do with these shows, like the preparation to get things right. I'm a stickler. I'm a perfectionist, but I'm trying not to be, right? And there's so much in the creation of it. I'm not trying to get like people to pat me on the back. I'm just saying, like, I love doing this, but I have my own formula of how I do it. And after 23 years of being online, I finally have my own formula where I feel happy in the creation, you know, in the execution of these shows. And that's why they're consistent this way right now. After all that time, almost a quarter of a century. So I feel good. It's almost like being in cruise control and you still got a full tank of gas and you know exactly where you're going. You're wide awake. Just an extra bit of luxury, you know. But yes, Brother Neil Frazier's show is going to be on. And let me see. Yikes. Another, what time does it say? 53 minutes. And I have some pictures for him I have to download for the presentation. And I want to grab a bite to eat really quick. But tomorrow early, I will do another show because I'm going to be inside all day tomorrow. I'm not coming outside. I'll go out in the balcony and get some sun. Might even do it from out there, too. It'll be something along these lines. You know, something human nature-ish. Does that make up a word? Human nature-ish. Yeah. I love these type of things where we go deep, and I could have gone deeper on this one, but I didn't want to be accusatory or like I'm poking fun at somebody. We know men with big bellies don't always want the big belly. We know men are insecure about this or that, or they're out of shape now and the next guy's in shape and still his woman and he's like, oh man, I'm out of, you know, those are the surface things, but I want to go down to the nitty gritty stuff. But I definitely want to talk about something tomorrow on the lines of relationships or on the lines of us deep within ourselves, the person that the world doesn't see. I like to go there because if you can be comfortable with yourself, to yourself, there's nothing that the world can do to you. There's nothing that people can come at you with when you're secure and you know you don't have to be perfect, but you know that you're working on yourself and know what you have to do to make yourself better, right? So this is what it's all about, you know. Janella Israel, welcome on in. I'm about to wrap it up, but we have another show coming on in 52 minutes. So the show, it went out there. I mean, in the first couple of days, it was almost like 30,000 hits on it. I was like, whoa! I'm glad that everybody sees the value of what he brings. And that makes me happy. Makes me very, very happy. So, on that note, I'm not ending it. Let's see, if I didn't have his show to come on and run, I'd stay on here a little longer. But we're going to be on together, and I'll be there with him, although I'm going to let him talk. So, just know that I love you all. And I'm going to do the final touches with these pictures for him, and I'll be back under the hour. And that link is definitely there on this particular YouTube channel or the website. But always go to landscurve.com, and I have the WhatsApp group, which I did not put the link to in the chat room, but I'm going to do it right now. I'm not even on this screen. Let me go there and do this now. So I got to keep running my mouth for another 90 seconds to get this thing going. Pay me no mind. But, you know, on this particular WhatsApp channel, Nobody sees who you are, so it's not like a group where your phone number is going to be out there or anything like that. It's I might see if your number is in my phone or you're part of my WhatsApp context, I'll see it. But if not, I won't see it. So don't think. And nobody else can see you across the board, so it's completely anonymous. And I just like to let people know that, because some of the Facebook groups that they had before, if you were in it, people would see a number. And I had a group at one time that I had to shut down because I had a young lady moderating it, and everything was going good. In her particular situation, you know, she worked from home. She was home all day, and she's like, I need something to keep me company. So it wasn't a live chat, but it was a group room that updated live times. And so some people would come in and act inappropriate, and she is a moderator, so she'd get rid of them. But then there were some members in it after a while. You know, she didn't put herself out there. You didn't even see a picture of her. Always speaking intelligent, and there's always some fool who wants to come mess it up. Somebody called her 3 o'clock in the morning on a video call. On a video call. She didn't pick it up, of course. And after she didn't pick it up, here come the pictures. And you think that this guy sent pictures of his pinky? But it might as well have been from what she said to me, how she described the picture. But she was highly insulted. She gave no indication that she was interested in anybody that way. It was just about intelligent conversation. And here these knuckleheads come trying to bring it down to that level. Come on, man. You know, we're all sexual beings. I understand that. But just like the show that we did on skin hunger and just being touch-starved, a lot of times that's what it is, a hug, an embrace, or just spending time with somebody. We overshoot and think, oh, it's sex. And we're driven crazy, the Instagram and the commercials on TV and the booties and the boobs. And come on, man. Someone told me that diabetes was the best thing that could ever happen to him. He's learned to appreciate life on a different level because it kind of took his, you know. But he's enjoying life on a whole different level. It shouldn't have to get to that point. We abuse ourselves as men. And that's something eventually I'm going to talk about. But again, like I said, let me make room to get Neil's show set up. But again, know that I love you all. I'm going to sign off right now. Take care, and we will be back in 48 minutes. Much love to you all. Peace.
Make sure to go to landscurve.com, an online magazine established in 2001, containing written articles, thousands of talk shows and discussions, cutting-edge cartoons, as well as erotic expressions and tasteful adult photography. It's definitely not for the faint of heart. Once you get a taste of the world of Landscurve, trust me, you'll be back for more. Landscurve.com. Bold, raw, and uncut.